Welcome back to Heaven on Wheels, a podcast for biblical inspiration on the road or at home. Each episode also suggests a way that you can do God's work wherever you may be. I'm Steve Sandy, your host for Heaven on Wheels. Be sure to subscribe to and rate our podcast and visit the website at heavenonwheels.org for past episodes, links to charities, and information about our mission. Our world today seems to revolve around accumulating wealth so we can buy stuff. We're constantly inundated with advertising to make us think that we're missing out on life if we don't purchase one product or another. This love of earthly things can have a lot of bad side effects. Those who don't have wealth sometimes work themselves into anxiety, depression, or death, trying to get more money so they can buy more. Even worse, some take the criminal route and steal things that they can't afford. Just when we think that we've reached the pinnacle of buying, something new and eye-catching appears on the market, making us want more. Our scripture for today is from 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 6 through 10. This is one of Paul's letters of instruction to Timothy, in which he offered advice that is still relevant 2,000 years later. In these verses, Paul warns that building wealth for the purpose of self-gratification isn't the way to be happy. Here's what he said. Yet true godliness with contentment is itself great wealth. After all, we brought nothing with us when we came into the world, and we can't take anything with us when we leave it. So if we have enough food and clothing, let us be content. But people who long to be rich fall into temptation and are trapped by many foolish and harmful desires that plunge them into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil, and some people, craving money, have wandered from the true faith and pierced themselves with many sorrows. To Heaven on Wheels listeners, this is really sound advice. Many of us own and may live in RVs with a limited amount of storage space. Accumulating too many belongings might require upgrading to a larger vehicle, complete with increased expenses and worries, and it can be a never-ending spiral trying to make more money so you can upgrade again and again. Once you've found your perfect home on wheels, be content with it for as long as possible and you'll find you have more money tucked away to support the needy and yourself. Do you have more clothing or food than you need? Consider donating it to a homeless shelter or food bank. Paul's point is that the pursuit of money and a materialistic lifestyle isn't going to make you happy in the long run. Be content with what you need to live comfortably and concentrate instead on helping others. That good feeling you get is the Holy Spirit telling you that's what is important in this life. This episode, I'm not going to point out a specific charity for you to help out. Instead, why not give a little of yourself and save lives? I'm talking about donating blood. Now, I've been doing this for years, and it doesn't take much time, and it doesn't hurt. If you're a reasonably healthy person of any age, donating blood helps hospital patients in your community and elsewhere in the country. In fact, I usually get a text message in the weeks after I've donated telling me that my blood was used to help someone in need. Each day in the U.S., patients need 29,000 units of red blood cells, 5,000 units of platelets, and 6,500 units of plasma. This constant need can only be met through continuing donations from people like you and me. One nationwide network of blood donation centers that you might want to look into is run by Vitalant at vitalant.org. That's vitalant.org. You can also do a simple internet search for "Where can I donate blood?" to find other donation centers. This has been episode 2022-08 of the Heaven on Wheels podcast. Please help our ministry grow by sharing the podcast with your friends and family. If you know how to subscribe to a podcast to get all new episodes as they're released, please do so as it helps increase our listening audience. Heaven on Wheels is available on 10 of your favorite podcast networks, on our Facebook page, and on our website at heavenonwheels.org. Thanks for listening, and remember to help spread the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to everyone you meet in your travels.